I'm switching from natural to the supernatural. That's too close to what I got to preach. They don't know nothing about that. What do you come? I'm switching from the natural to the supernatural. And the message that I'm going to preach is wrong. They know nothing about it. And so, you know, Junior, you to come and give our introduction, but I don't want to miss God this morning. Because you know, y'all have prayed and all that. I ain't got to pray and all that. But get into the Word. I'm switching from the natural to the supernatural. There are some things we have to know about that. And the Lord have given it to me already. But I'm amazed that these children can, the Lord can use them like that. I'm amazed. That's amazing. That's amazing. In the spirit world, you have to be real mindful in the spirit world. God be talking to you and showing you things, and you be fighting to go your regular way. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, you see the regular route is many times interrupted by revelation. And you got to have enough faith to trust God in that scenario. Sit down and open your Bibles to the 17th chapter of John. 17th chapter of John. It's actually a chapter talking about the glory of God being transferred to the believer. Yes. The glory of God has been transferred to us by Jesus praying that the same glory he had on his life can be on our life. And that the only way you really can walk with the Father, you have to walk in glory. In other words, beyond the normal pattern. Then John 17, verse 20 said, neither pray I for these alone, Jesus, but for them which also which shall believe on me through their word. And they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now notice verse 22. You're packing something. Every believer is packing something beyond this world. And the glory which thou givest me. Now Jesus talking to the Father. I have given them. You see that? That they may be one, even as we are one. So in order to function properly, you got to walk in the glory. Not in the story. The glory. So a lot of things we have to deal with this morning. We have to deal with religion, rituals, routine, regular. And then we got to stop fighting so much for supply. We're already supplied. We got to stop fighting sin. We already overcome sin. Sickness and disease. Lack. We've already overcome all that. Are you following me? And the glory which thou givest me, I've given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. And all based on the glory. The reason I was so excited when they started singing that song, I have been preparing to minister to you on living in the revelation of the supernatural lifestyle. And they should sing that song. Living in the revelation of the supernatural lifestyle. Now, you have to recognize that you got glory on the inside of you. The abilities of God. And so here are some things I want you to put down that cross you over from regular, because routine, regular church is not good enough now. Amen. So get these words and see where you are in these words. Information, but you can't stay there. Revelation. There's another very important word that should happen to you at every service, impartation. Amen. Now, once you get information, revelation, and impartation, then now it's time for application. You can't go home today and forget about what happened here this morning. And then, see, if we skip these, what have happened? We're trying to get manifestation. But you got to have that information, revelation, impartation first. And then application. See, nothing works in the spirit world without faith. What I said? See, then manifestation. I want you to understand these three words. Manifestation, demonstration, and God need Christian to call the world to observation. In other words, the world observe that you have a connection they don't have. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So revelation of the supernatural lifestyle, we have to come into grip with it. Your mind, emotions, time, all have to be continually filled with Christ's life and light. Your emotions get ahead of you sometimes, don't they?
Yes,
sir. Let me read this introduction to you. To all so-called emergencies must be brought into God's presence. That's a supernatural lifestyle. It looks like it's an emergency, something just happened. Just bring it in God's presence. Don't panic. All your emergency must be brought into God's presence. And then you must live in divine expectation.
Yes.
You must live in divine expectation. Well, what you mean there? By walking in constant revelation on purpose. Divine expectation, but you walk constantly walking in revelation on purpose. This is a revelatory lifestyle. This is not a regular lifestyle. You have to have divine insight from God, divine wisdom from God. And always stand in your grace space that is already finished. Living in the revelation of a supernatural lifestyle. Always waiting on the flow, yielding to the Holy Ghost. Don't jump ahead of God. Just wait, there's a flow coming. You're dealing with something right now? Look at me. There's a flow coming. I said, if you're dealing with something right now, there's a flow coming.
Yes.
Yield to that flow. See, you walk in that flow by faith,
yes,
because that flow don't even look like it's the answer.
Well,
you get an answer this morning.
Yes, sir.
Might not look like the answer, but it's going to be the answer.
Yes.
Abiding in the truth, trusting the Holy Ghost. Abiding in the truth. Trusting the Holy Ghost, walking by faith. Abiding in truth, trusting the Holy Ghost, and walking by faith. Abiding in truth, trusting the Holy Ghost, and walking by faith. That's supernatural. I heard the Spirit holler out just a moment ago. Don't let the flesh grab you. How many of y'all know you've been grabbed by the flesh? See, especially when you're dealing with something. The flesh will grab you, so Satan get his hand on you. Stay in the spirit. Trust God. Now, I'm going to take you through these and come back to them because it's so many. Let me give you this. One of the greatest robber of truth is emotion.
Yes, sir.
One of the greatest robber of power is performances. Right. There's a lot of performing going on, and it robs of power. You don't wait on him. You want it to happen in a feeling. But the Holy Ghost, you're going to get an example of it this morning, because I'm a temperate where the Holy Ghost can really hit your life this morning. Yeah. See, we try to get it through performance, so the sing and the dance and the shout and the holler, but you miss a real move of the Holy Ghost a lot of times. You got a good feeling, but the pregnancy of the Spirit has not hit the place yet.
Yes, sir.
You had to wait on it. Sometimes we're in too much of a rush going through the same old thing. But the Bible said they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Now, I feel a special move going to take place this morning as we take our time, good God Almighty, and wait on him. Stop trying to push through by the flesh. And that's what they've done to the church to a large degree. The church is constantly pushing through by the flesh. They're trying to make another sound, make another move, come up with another fancy statement. No, there's a word spelled Y. How you spell that word? Y-I-E-L-D. Y'all heard me over that? Y'all know what Y-I-E-L-D mean, right? What do you mean?
Yield.
There's a yielding factor in the supernatural life. There's a time you have to pause and wait. Don't panic. And oh my goodness. And the Lord want to reveal that to us this morning. We're talking about living in the revelation of this supernatural lifestyle. Now, one of the first things you have to know is the secret of walking in divine revelation. The secret of walking in divine revelation. Now, some Christian never been there before. I think you need to turn and look at it. Look at Ephesians chapter 1. There's a prayer the apostle prayed for the church. The 15 through the 22nd verse. I'm not going to read all of them. But there's so much insight in the spirit world in that prayer. Turn to it. I want you to turn to it. Paul began to, wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. See, you got faith and love, but he take us further. Go to the next verse. I want you to see something where you're supposed to be. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Watch, you're going to get deeper and deeper. 17 verse. Here we go. See, this is where we need to go. This is the type. Oh, hallelujah. This is what will keep you coming back to church.
Yes, sir.
Emotion can't keep you coming because you say, son, I don't feel like going today. She lay on back down. But when you have expectation of revelation, watch the next word now. Watch the next word. Some of y'all are going to be a strange word to you. Visitation. God presently, personally, come down to talk to you. God hold a conversation with you sitting on the side of your bed and tell you exactly what to do. That's what he wants. He don't want a whole lot of rituals and a whole lot of routine. He wants you to walk in revelation. Are you following me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice this verse now, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of who?
Glory.
Now we just read the glory is in us, right?
Yes,
so he is the Father of the glory that's on the inside of me.
Yes, sir.
The Father of glory may give unto you the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Wisdom.
Spirit of what?
Wisdom.
And what?
Revelation.
Where?
In the knowledge of him.
See. Him, not them. Not all these platforms that have been set up and God can't get his glory because they are so big. They got so much going on. No, you got to yield. Wait on him. Let him manifest. Trust him. I think we've passed a lot of healing streets. We've passed a lot of miracles, a lot of signs, and a lot of wonders, doing our own thing. Not waiting on him. Are you waiting on him now?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's the way he operates. That's the way he functions. Go to the next verse. I want to see, because I got to leave this, but you got to pray down that the God of our Lord Jesus, the eyes of your understanding. Oh, my goodness. Now, I'm going to give you a word I heard in the spirit. Supernatural understanding. Supernatural understanding. You know what you can do if you had supernatural understanding? Supernatural understanding is the understanding of what the Spirit understands.
Wow.
Everybody say supernatural understanding.
Supernatural understanding.
And you can't rush that. The eyes of your understanding being light that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of glory, the inheritance. Give me one more. I can't leave it now. Go ahead. Give me another one. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? So that's what we believe, according to the working of his mighty power. So you go ahead on and read the rest of that prayer. But the secret of walking in divine revelation. Say divine revelation.
Divine revelation.
Now I'm going to say something. Don't get mad. Some of y'all ain't never been there. I know you didn't got hot. But I have to say it. I have to say it so you can know that God, and listen, we're dealing with in virgin territory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because the depth that God wants to bring us in, I see it. But it's going to take a while for us to get there. But if you pay attention, you'll get there, all right? The next thing, not only is the secret of walking in divine revelation, that prayer will help you. I pray that prayer. I get on my knees toward the altar and pray that prayer often. Here's another one that is important. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Knowing how to yield to divine demonstration. Sometimes things are in your life because God wants to demonstrate. He wants to demonstrate to you, to Satan, and the world all around you, that nothing is more powerful than him. Whatever you're dealing with this morning, let God demonstrate. Say, demonstrate in my life, Lord. He'll do it. You wait on him. You follow what I'm saying? Huh? Sometimes Satan sets you up for a divine demonstration. He's trying to come against you, and the Lord looking at him, and you praising the Lord, and you worshiping the Lord, and you in prayer, and you meditating, and Satan will be stupid enough to put his hand on you then. God said, I'm going to demonstrate to this girl. Some of y'all wearing a demonstration right now. I'm going to try to pull it out you this morning. I said, some of y'all are wearing a demonstration right now. And the Holy Ghost is going to try to pull it out you this morning. What the devil meant for evil, God is turning out for good. Don't worry about every little attack. Just make sure you stay on track. In this life, you're going to have attack. In this life, you're going to have things that's not going to work right. But don't be worried about it. Trust the Holy Ghost. Your roughest moment sometimes is a signal of a miracle. I'm just about to take you to another level. Are you following me? Stop. Yeah, stop worrying. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2. Sit down. Knowing how to yield to divine demonstration. Say that.
Knowing how to yield to divine demonstration.
Demonstration is plural. Yes.
Demonstration.
I'm going to tell you right now, get ready for some of them.
Yes.
Yes. Divine demonstration. Where it seemed like there's no way out. Seemed like it don't have another step you can make. And God set a path for you, which is a supernatural path that you is just for you. Just for me, say, just for me. God gonna set some path up just for me in my situation. He's a personal God. It's just going to help you. 1 Corinthians 2, it's going to help you prepare that you can you know how to receive from God when things look like they're not going right. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And I, brother, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God." Look at verse 2 now. "For I determined not to know anything among you, say of Jesus Christ and him crucified," everything else defeated. How important the cross is to you. How important it is that he died for you and paid for all your sin. Paul declared it like this, and look at Galatians 2:20, we'll come back. "I'm crucified with Christ. I'm crucified with him. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And then he said in the next verse, "I'm not going to frustrate this grace. I got grace." Tell somebody next to you, "I got grace on my life. And I'm not frustrating it." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all don't talk to me. I'm just going to preach to these ladies. Yeah, they're answering me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember my dad used to preach, Kenneth Hagin. Used to preach. He didn't look at people who wasn't paying no attention to him. I saw him. Our group who was paying attention to him, he just stood and look at us. Over there, he never looked over that way. Yeah, they're sitting there with their dignified dress self, not paying no
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look at this verse now. "And I was with you in weakness," third verse, "and in fear and much trembling, my speech and my preaching was not even enticing words of man wisdom," that is, "but in demonstrating of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in religious program." Oh, no, that's not in that. "That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." I'm going to ask the Holy Ghost. I've been preaching about a half a minute, about a half hour. I'm going to ask the Holy Ghost in the next 15 minutes to hit this place. Because I see some of y'all saying you don't believe I'm preaching. I'm going to ask the Holy Ghost to help me in this service, that we can make this transition we need to make from regular service to moving in the supernatural, that the Holy Ghost can come in here and do what he want to do. That you don't come to church one way and leave the same way. I'm just going to ask the Holy Ghost to help me. I said, I'm just going to ask the Holy Ghost to help me. I believe we should have more demonstrations in the Spirit. Do you believe that?
Yes,
sir. Sit down and write in your note. Watch this now. Because we have let so many people got in our head, in our eyes, becoming an activator, not a spectator. Knowing that you are a carrier of the supernatural power of God. Becoming an activator, not a spectator that somebody else got it. No, you got it. Let him stir it up in you. I said, let him stir it up in you. Becoming an activator, not a spectator. Knowing that you are a carrier of the supernatural powers of God. Say, I'm a carrier,
I'm a carrier
of the supernatural,
of the supernatural
powers,
powers
of God. Is that important to you?
Yes.
Ephesians 3, 10 through 20. You write that down. I'm going to give you a lot of scripture that I'm going to read. Ephesians 3, 10. That's another prayer Paul prayed. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can think. He said, look at Ephesians 3, 20. You need to understand that. He can't do it unless you in cooperation and you have revelation and understanding that he can do it to you. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think. But look what it's based on. So none of that can operate if you don't know that you're an activator.
Yes.
And not a spectator.
Yes.
And then you yield to the Spirit of God. Not so much by feeling, but the feeling is there. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to get this too. Endowed with supernatural powers on purpose to represent his kingdom on earth. Therefore, recognize you are a channel for God's supernatural power.
Yes, sir.
Let me give that again.
Yes, sir.
Let me give that again. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I say, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
God, I'm looking at you. You ain't nod your head or nothing. I say, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, guys, she knows. She give me a smile. And say, are you listening to this?
Yes, sir.
Endowed with super. Now, see, because the church have not been introduced properly to the apostolic and the prophetic, when you say something like that, you think you're talking about these special people. I see y'all don't want to talk. You think you're talking about these special people, these people who got a genuine calling in life and they got a robe on. Man. And a big chain around their neck. No, he's talking to you. He's talking to the one that Christ lived on the inside. How many, throw your hand there. How many Christ living on the inside of you? He's talking to you. We're so busy looking to somebody else. Let's look to Jesus. According to the power that worketh in us. Do you have any power working in you? Now, you're not going to be being a scripture dummy. Where'd that come from? Scripture. A scripture dummy. You're going to have the Word of God in you. Don't put internet ahead of the Bible. First John 4:4. Endorsed with supernatural power on purpose to represent his kingdom on earth. Therefore, recognizing you are a channel. You are a channel. You are a channel for God's supernatural power.
Yes.
Say, I am a channel,
I am a channel
for God's supernatural power,
God's supernatural power
to flow
in the earth
realm. Tell you what I'm hearing. My life's supposed to be highlights of God in this realm.
That's good. That's good.
You heard that?
Yes.
My life's supposed to be what?
High
of God's power in this realm. Glory to God. You designed to live a supernatural lifestyle. You designed to live with miracles, signs, and wonders happening in your life all the time. You God's channel for the supernatural. You God's channel for power. You God's channel. You the instrument he used. He don't just use the pulpit, the priest and the bishop and the pope and all them. No, he used you. I look at some of y'all and say, not me. Anybody think about your shortcoming? No. All of us got shortcomings. Sometimes the weaker you are, the stronger you are. Because you depend more on God than yourself. And I want you to say out loud now, God is blessing me right now. And I receive it in the name of Jesus. Five minutes. Hallelujah. I came out the old meeting with the move of God, you know. I've been in the presence of the move of the Spirit. I've been just trying to teach y'all, but I know how to flow in the Spirit. I know when the Holy Ghost comes, it's time to move when the Holy Ghost is moving in the place. I know how to yield to the Holy Ghost. Anybody else know how to yield to the Holy Ghost? People get healed when you yield to the Holy Ghost. People get blessed when you yield to the Holy Ghost. People get set free when you yield to the Holy Ghost. People get full of joy when you yield to the Holy Ghost. People dance when you yield to the Holy Ghost. People shout when you yield to the Holy Ghost. People run when you yield to the Holy Ghost. Well, I know how to yield. See, I hold back because I got this transitional period, but I know how to yield to the Holy Ghost. I was trained to yield to the Holy Ghost by a master. I heard the Bible say, stir up the gift that's in you. Stir it up. Some of y'all never had a great test of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost coming to the room and shake everybody up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what I heard the Spirit said, I'm not leaving you with no extra package. I'm not leaving you with no more baggage. All the baggage. I'm dropping all my baggages off right now. I'm exchanging my baggage for blessing. I'm going to leave you loaded with blessing. And I want you to tell the person next to you, I'm loaded with blessing. Thank you. She the only one got it. She the only one got it. The rest of y'all ain't got no bag. She the only one got it. I'm loaded with blessing. Ah! Y'all. Holy Ghost trying to put something on you. Hallelujah. Tell three or four people I'm loaded with blessing. See, can you get yourself stirred up? Got nothing yet. You ain't got nothing. They ain't stirred you up. I'm loaded with blessing. Woo! I'm loaded with blessing. Bless God, I'm loaded with supernatural blessing. Shake somebody next to you. Tell them, you loaded with blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Person next to you, you ain't got nothing. Why you ain't moving? You ain't got nothing. Wasting this anointing. Stop wasting this anointing. Every now and then you got to cut up a little bit. Every now and then we got to stir up that. Praise this holy man. He used to say in the old church, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to pray at the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody help me pray in them. Glory to God. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Holy name. First John 4:4. Let's look. I'm gonna close out in about 10-15 minutes. First John 4:4. What? Ye of God, little children. And have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Greater than what? Anything that come against you. You greater. Why? Because the greater one's on the inside of you. Woo. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my, my. My, 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 my. The glory is here. You still waiting on the story. The glory is here. I told you he'd get you in 15 minutes. He here? Great is he that's in me. Look at 1 John 5:5. We've overcome. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Sit down and take these notes. I'm going to take them home with me. Prayer, praise, and purpose will step you into God's presence. Where the supernatural live. Prayer. Turn to Acts 16, verse 25. Prayer, praise, and purpose. You heard that? Prayer, praise, and purpose will step you into God's presence. You pray, you praise him, and you look to his purpose, you step in his presence. Where the supernatural live. The supernatural live in God's presence. Prayer, praise, oh, you hear me? Prayer, praise, and purpose will step you into God's presence. And when you step in God's presence, you step into the supernatural. You heard that? Notice Acts 16:25, at midnight. Paul and Silas prayed, midnight, and sang praises unto God. They would lock up in jail, you know, and the prisoners heard them, but not only the prisoner heard them. Go to the next verse. And suddenly, there was a great, that wasn't just an earthquake, a great earthquake. so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone bound were loose. Hallelujah. Is that supernatural?
Yeah.
I mean, you lock in jail.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have no key. You lock in jail, but you begin to praise God.
Yeah.
First thing, we get a problem, we don't praise God. We praise the problem. We get a problem, we don't praise God, we praise the problem. We go to talk about the problem. I tell you what, it gives the devil gets scared. He putting pressure on you. You say, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pain on both sides of your leg. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Devil said he might be out of their mind. But you know something he don't know. I hear the Spirit of God say to tell you, those are on the sound of my voice here in the auditorium and online, everything you're dealing with that is not for you is temporary. Don't expect to have it all your life. It's temporary. God's power gonna move it. You stay faithful, it got to be moved. Somebody talk to me. Yeah. Let me preach up in here. I know somebody and you're dealing with something, and the Lord is telling you right now it's temporary. I know you want this one. There's a superior life waiting on you to tap in on daily basis. There's a superior life. What kind of life?
Superior.
Waiting on you to tap in on daily basis. Now let's look at the two verses. John 10:10, Ephesians 3:20. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I'm come that you might have what?
Life.
And might have it what?
More
abundantly. That's a superior life, isn't it? Then Ephesians 3:20, we just quoted, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. That's your superior life. Superior life is waiting on every believer, a superior supernatural life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the glory of the supernatural is ready to flow through you. No, flow to you and through you. That's John 17. You read that chapter. It's going to be a blessing to you. All right, Lord, I'm going to close here. Taking control of your emotion. Lord, how many need help there? Jesus Christ. You ain't got your hand up your lying thing. Taking control of your emotion. Look in James 1:19. James 1:19. Is that a scripture? Yeah. See, this is the way to take control of your emotion. You see it? Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Shut up. Slow to speak. Shut up. Slow to wrath. Shut up. How many of y'all know in your life sometime you could have used that voice? Just open your mouth and you just shut up. Be still and know I'm God. How many of y'all spoke too fast on such a way?
Oh, you preaching good then.
Oh my. Taking control. Turn to Romans 9:1. There's another one you have to if you're gonna walk in the supernatural. Keeping control of your conscience. Keeping control of your conscience. Romans 9:1. Romans 9:1, yeah. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. How many have had conscience trouble? And the biggest miracle gonna be here this morning dealing with liars. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take control. Let your conscience, you see. Your conscience gets you out of control. taking control of your emotion, taking control of your conscience. Now, I never heard this before. He gave me this. Wearing warfare wisdom. Wearing warfare wisdom. You're whipping me every time. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. Wearing warfare wisdom. Isn't that something? When I heard that, I said, thank you, Lord. Warfare wisdom. Now, from now on, you're going to wear warfare wisdom. When something come up, you're going to stand back and get your wisdom on it. And you're whooping me every time. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, here's another aspect. I got to hurry. Here's another aspect. And these are a whole lot more than what I'm preaching about them. I'm just going to try to get them to you, you know. Keeping your supernatural covering on at all times. That's Ephesians 6, that arm of God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Keep truth around you. Keep the hammer of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness.
Yes,
keep your feet shod with the prayer reading of the gospel of peace. And above all, the shield of faith.
Yes.
And the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. See, you keep your warfare armor on. I like that. Keep your supernatural covering on. She's a supernatural covering. Know how to pause before you say something. Be still. I'm doggone mosquitoes bad now. I leave out my house and I'll go back in my house and they got the door covered. That mean they won't go in, you know. So I called my man and said, bring me some spray. I'm the only one going up and yell. Pshh. And you can do the enemy the same way. I want y'all to spray Satan. Spray him with words. Spray him with faith. Spray him with praise. Spray him with worship. Spray him with a dance. Because he ain't nothing but a mosquito when you know what you're doing. They love, see, when you got a bunch of mosquitoes, they love fanning you doing, ain't going to do no good. They're coming right back. You spray them with something. Read them two little scriptures and get them talking about, I got it. No, you got to stay there and spend some time with the Lord and praise Him.
Yes.
Praise is a spray.
Yes.
Prayer is a spray. Worship is a spray. Meditation is a spray. Man. Got your clothes on, right?
Yes, sir.
Pressing at all, sit down and write this down. Pressing at all time in the supernatural realm of the resurrection. Pressing at all time, that's it, Philippians 3, 10 through 14. Pressing at all time in the supernatural realm of the resurrection. That power, pressing power. Pressed with backup. Quickly, turn to Romans 8:14. I know you're trying to write that down, but I'm trying to close. I done preached y'all 19 sermons this morning. You understand what it's pressing at all times, the supernatural realm of the resurrection? Pressing in the power of the resurrection that you can't be defeated. If you couldn't keep him in the grave, he can't keep you. Paul said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. All right. Now, I want you to get this one. I mean, somebody about to walk out of a stone. I'm telling you about to walk out of something right now. I'm telling you, I don't care how bad it been. You just listen to this one here. Living beyond all traps, knowing how to follow the supernatural map. living beyond all traps, knowing how to follow the supernatural map. Look what the supernatural map is. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many, that's a supernatural map, led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Supernatural. Every time, if you're dealing with something, if you go to Romans 8, 14, every time you're going to get a supernatural map. The Holy Spirit is the map of the supernatural. I close with this. One of the greatest robber of truth is emotion. One of the greatest robber of power is performance. Substitute. Showmanship. Selling for less. Social church. Selling for less. Psychology, technology, man-made theology. Those are the things been the robber to us of walking in the supernatural. Stand on your feet. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for the supernatural. Thank God for the supernatural. I'm supernaturally blessed. I'm designed to travel with a supernatural map. The blood. The name of Jesus. The word of God. Praise. Worship. Prayer. All of these are on the supernatural map. I will not be tied down another day in my life. I trust the Holy Ghost to lead me in green pastures and beside still water. Right now, I want to praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. Online, lift your hand and praise God. And if y'all ever have problem praising, watch the center screen. Look back up there. Look up. Watch that woman there. That woman there praised God. I don't know if she just prayed. I mean, it was singing. I told my wife, I said, she gone. I mean, really praised God. She ran in the back room. It was praising God. I said, don't let them praise you on screen. Don't let them praise on screen more than we praise up in hell. Hallelujah. Who want to praise him? Well, go ahead and praise him then. Glory! Hallelujah! Look at somebody and tell them, I'll never be the same again. The Holy Ghost working on me. I'm free. I'm blessed. I'm not going to worry about nothing. God taking care of me. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. I serve a good God. I want to praise his name this morning. Hallelujah. Tell somebody I got my answer. I'm trying to close here. Hallelujah. Show prosha katalimanta. Verelebo sta kastaro kosha. Dalelebo ta ta koshika talamambo sike. My mother tsuko taramasa. Don't sleep through your victory. Wake up. It's time for you to be on top. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. I don't need nobody to help me praise the Lord. I'm praying him by myself. You don't want to go, I'll go by myself. Have the Lord been good to you? Have the Lord been good to you? Do you need to praise him this morning? Do you need to thank him for something he's done for you?